So it's a joy to be here this morning. I appreciate another opportunity to stand this morning. I do. I appreciate that song. Like Randy said, I'm thankful that somebody touched me. But around home, around Stoners, there's a verse they sing, and they say it was on a glad day. And I'm thankful when that day happened, it was a glad day. It was. And I can say that it's been a glad day ever since. Maybe naturally speaking, there's been some storms come in my life. But it's never been dark again. The sun's always shined. I've always been able to rejoice if I'm where I need to be. I can. I go back and I don't know when I'm at work, I play a lot of different services around here and the people that record them, and I just happened to watch your service Wednesday night, and you sure enough had a good one. I could feel the Spirit. I could, but I'll be honest with you, today's a new day. And it's a new opportunity for you to be born again or to get your life right. I'm going to be honest with you. We harp and we preach and we say a lot of things about the lost and we like to point. But I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of people inside the church that are members and proclaim to be Christians and born again and probably stood up that just need to find where their way again. They do. They've lost their joy. They've lost their reason for going on. But I'm thankful this morning that the Lord's able to restore it this morning. I am. I know I'm rambling, but I can't help it this morning. I can't. But if you got your Bibles and you want to read with us in the fifth chapter of the book of Acts, and I know maybe it's maybe some familiar reading to you Bible readers, and I maybe got a strange thought off of it, but I don't know this morning. My heart's desire is that if you're lost and the Lord's dealing with you, that you'd find Him this morning. I'm going to be honest with you today that we like to say that we'll pray for you to get saved and all of this. I'm going to be honest with you. If the Lord's knocking at your door this morning, you just come on, and you ain't going to mess up the service or nothing like that. I've had a burden for a while just to see somebody saved. I have. I'll be honest with you. In today's world that we live in, and maybe it seems dark and bleak, but I'm thankful today that the Lord's still able to save your soul and this morning. But I appreciate that that I don't live in the world, that I don't have to worry about what goes on. I don't really turn on the news very much. I don't really care, to be honest with you, because it's all in the Lord's hands anyways. And this morning, I can't do nothing about it. My voice don't matter today, but I'm a nobody to a lot of people. But I'm thankful to the Lord I'm somebody this morning. I am. I'm thankful that I'm somebody to the Lord this morning. I appreciate it. Maybe I'll just have to testify for a minute if I can. But I appreciate Him leaving the 99 to come find the one lost sheep. I am this morning. I was the one lost sheep this morning. I was lost and undone without a shepherd. This morning didn't have nothing to offer, but yet I was lost, and I'm thankful He went to Calvary for me this morning. I am. And I'll say this morning, I've been to Calvary this morning more than once today. I appreciate it. I have this morning. I'm thankful that the Lord saw fit to send His Son for me and you this morning. I am this morning. I'm thankful I can rejoice knowing that I know Him today. they sing a song about He knows me and I know Him this morning, and I'm thankful it's that way. We got a relationship that's closer than any friend today. The Scripture says it sticketh closer than a brother this morning, and I'm thankful for that today. I am today when I'm without anything and it seems so far away. Today the Lord is right there beside me. Today I appreciate that. You know, I never once, and I know with the Scripture, you know it, this morning about Elisha today, and our Elijah went over there and they begin to go today, and it said the one that answers by fire, well, that's the one that will serve today. Do you know what? I've never, ever, ever had to worry about the Lord hearing me today. I never have today. You may say, well, I've prayed to Him and I'm getting no answers today. Well, that might be your answer right there today. We're looking a lot of times for what we want today, and that's what we'll pray for exactly what we want. But it's very few and far between that we ever pray, Lord, give me what I need today, this morning. There's a difference today when you change your heart and you realize that the Lord knows what you need this morning. The outcome will be a lot different today. Yeah, it will. Let me read today in the 5th chapter of the book of Acts. I'll start in the first verse. But it says, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all of them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yeah, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them. But the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, and that at the least least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about on Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. This morning, you bear with me, I'm about done reading. It says, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in prison today. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of life. This morning, that's all we'll read right now. This morning, I may read some more here in a minute, I don't know. This morning, but maybe if I had a thought today, or maybe something to stick around, a verse or whatever you want to call it today, it would be giving the full thing to the Lord this morning, giving the full thing, or maybe giving you all, I don't know, but that's what had come by my way. We were reading there at the house, maybe Wednesday night it was, I don't remember what night it was, and we were reading this scripture today, and I thought over there to myself as I began to read, why would they not give it all unto the Lord today? And the Lord come by my way and spoke to me and said, son, that's just how you are sometimes. I'm wanting you all and you're wanting to give half this morning because you're afraid to give it all to me today. And that's all I know this morning. That's all I know to tell you today. It's just to give it all to him this morning, whatever it might be. This morning, I don't know what your heart is, and I don't know where you stand with the Lord. I don't know what you might be going through today, this morning, but I'm going to be honest with you today. You'd feel a whole lot better if you'd just give it all to him. Today, I'm thankful that we can. I think there's a song that says, bring it all to him. This morning, just bring it all, and that unto him. I'm going to be honest with you today. It's about time we just pour it all out there today. I'm going to be honest with you. You go on in the sixth chapter today, and you go on into the seventh there, about Moses. It talks about Moses, Stephen giving the account of Moses there slaying him when he was 40 years old, and he come again the next day, and they were together and they were fighting, two men were, and he told them basically to stop, and they looked at him and said, will you kill us like you did the one from yesterday? Today, I'm going to be honest with you, today, whether you know it or not, people seen where you're at, they've seen what you've done. Today, you may think that you got it hid, and today you might have it hid from some today, but I'm going to be honest with you today, you don't have it hid from the Lord, you don't have it hid from the church today, and you don't have it hid from yourself today. That's the biggest thing I believe we today feel like, well, if we sweep it under the rug, we'll forget about how we're living, we'll forget about this and that today, but I'm going to be honest with you today, you know where you're at, and it's up to you whether you're willing to give it all to him, that you might be able to be beneficial to you and your family today. I don't know why I'm coming this way with this. I don't. Today, I didn't come this way to get on you. This morning, I don't like. I wish I had a message that you could just shout about today, a message that you could just throw your hands up, run around the church, give thanks to the Lord, but I didn't come that way with this. I can only give you what the Lord gives me this morning, but all I can tell you this morning, just to give it all to him. Give the full thing. Don't hold it back. If the Lord's blessed you with it, give it back unto him this morning. And I believe he'll bless you twofold this morning. Yeah, he will. I know this morning over there in Kings, I believe it is, or maybe 1 Samuel, I believe. Oh, Hannah over there, and I believe the first or second chapter, she had went up, poured it out to the Lord this morning, and I'm thankful this morning that she poured it out this morning, because she had to get rid of some things this morning that she might be able to be blessed with a child this morning. And you know the scripture, she poured it out, told the Lord if she'd bless him, she'd bring it back to him this morning. And I'm thankful today the Lord has blessed me with two beautiful children this morning, a wonderful wife this morning, and I've tried my best to just give it back to him this morning. It's from the Lord anyways. I know what the scripture says, he giveth and he taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. If the Lord's blessed you with something, why not just give it back to him this morning? Give it all to him this morning. That's what he wants today. Can I tell you something? That's what your heart wants. It's to give it all to him this morning. But you've let the flesh get in the way and hinder you down the journey this morning. Yeah, you have this morning. I'm going to be honest with you today. I don't battle the devil a lot. I don't believe. But I do battle this man a lot of the time. This old man you see before you, if I'm not careful today, I will start lusting after the flesh this morning. And I know what the scripture says. Lust brings forth sin, and sin brings forth death this morning, today. But you know what? Today, if I'll get my heart in the right place, he'll overcome this man. If I get under subjection with my heart, and the man on the inside, the little Jew boy down on the inside, I'll be able to give what the Lord's gave me and give it all to him this morning. Yeah, I will. This morning, I'm going to tell you this morning, you lost and undone. You're miserable this morning. You are today. I'm going to say this today. What are you waiting on this morning? What are you waiting on this morning? I'm going to tell you, the lights ain't going to flicker. If I remember right, Elijah was in a cave one night over there, and the winds came, but the Lord wasn't in it. The thunder came, and the Lord wasn't in it this morning. So if you're looking for the lights to flash, and you're looking for the thunder to crack, the Lord ain't in it this morning. But what was the Lord in? Just a still small voice this morning. That's what the Lord's in. So if the Lord's talking to you, and he's come by, and he spoke to you, and knocked upon your heart's door, he's wanting you to let him in, that you might give it all to him this morning. Just a still small voice this morning. Growing up, I used to think, I never really did ask the question. I'd heard it my whole life about the Lord speaking to you, but I often wondered what his voice would sound like. Growing up in Sunday school, I wondered, you know, when a baby's born, you start wondering things. Well, I wonder what they're going to do. I wonder what their features are like. I wonder what their voice is going to sound like. That's the way I thought of the Lord coming by and speaking to me. I wonder what it's going to sound like. Well, I know it's Him this morning. Well, I know it's Him. Well, I got news for you. I knew it was Him this morning. I didn't have to look at Mama and say, well, who's that speaking to me? I didn't have to. I knew who it was this morning because His voice is like none other this morning. It touches your heart. It breaks it this morning. But after it's broke, He mends it back together that you might have it and have it all this morning. I believe. I know I'm scattered. I can't help it. This morning been scattered. I feel like I've been scattered all week. Just reading and studying. I feel like I can't get on nothing, but that'll be all right too. This morning, but high over there, I believe in the scripture it talks about one spot. It talks about you falling on the rock that you might be broken to pieces. He said it'd be better you fell upon the rock than the rock fall upon you. You ever tried to put powder back together? I'm just naturally speaking. I'm not being funny. Today, you ever tried to pick up grains of sand and just put it together? You might be able to mold it and make it this morning with some water. But you pour, you let a big wave come and it's just going to wash it out. Can't do nothing with it this morning. But you got some broken pieces today. It's a lot easier to put them back together today. You know what holds the broken pieces together? The blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, the blood of Jesus Christ, the love that He gives you on the inside, the joy that He gives you on the inside, and you know what will shine out, the light that shines from within this morning. Thanks be unto God. Just give it all to Him. He's waiting on you. Answer the call this morning. I'll be honest with you today. I don't know where you're at today. It seems like nowadays we've tried to make it a lot harder. We start wondering this and that today, but I'm going to tell you what, getting born again is real easy today. Getting back right with the Lord is real easy today. It is. I'll be honest with you. When people come to the altar, my first thought ain't, well, what'd they do this time? My first thought is, Lord, help them with what they need this morning. And if you've got any other thought than that, you need to be down there beside them praying, right beside them this morning. I ain't being funny. I ain't being critical. I ain't trying to be smart or ugly this morning. But it's the truth today. I've got a burden for the lost. I've got a burden for the ones that's went astray. I've asked the Lord, if I can carry it, let me carry it this morning. We got revival coming up at Stoners, and I'd love to see someone saved, but it ain't just about there. I don't care where they're at this morning, but I just want to see the church grow. I just want to see the fold expand this morning, because I'm telling you this morning, there's still room in the house of God, and that for you today there is. I don't know this morning, but this piece of scripture, he asked him here, he said, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of land? To keep back part is really what stuck with me today. How many times have we tried to keep back part because we're afraid, what this one might think, or what that one might think, or I don't want to hinder the service. Well, I'm going to tell you what, by you not doing what the Lord told you to do, you're hindering the service this morning. I'm just being honest with you today. And I'll say this, we went to revival last week over the mountain. We were sitting there, and a boy got up, service was about over. A boy started to, he testified, said he had to sing a song. He sung the song, got done, and a woman stood up and said, "Thank you for singing the song. I got whooped the whole night because I was supposed to sing it before the first song was ever sung, and I never did. But thank you for being obedient today." I'm going to tell you what, if you ain't willing to do it, the Lord will find somebody else willing to do it this morning. But He's wanting your all. He's wanting what you got and nothing more this morning. You can't give Him any more than your all this morning. But you can give Him less this morning. You can. And a lot of us do. I'm going to say, me included, I don't always give Him my all like I'm supposed to do. There's a saying out there, when we played sports, I give 110%. I don't know how you give 110%, but I tried every time I stepped out on the field. I tried to give 110%. I got in the way. I announced my calling to preach, and I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, I'm going to give 110% the best I can." Lord come by me and said, "Son, you can't give 110% because you'd be adding to it. This morning you just give me your 100% and I'll add the 10 this morning, and I appreciate Him for it. I've always found if I've gave Him 100, He's added the 10% in there. And it's nothing to me this morning, but it's everything to do with the Lord. He's the best thing that ever happened to me this morning. So just give it you all this morning. Give it you all this morning. There's a lot of scripture on that, I know. This morning, the woman with the two minds gave her all. The last two threw it in there this morning, today. But I'm thankful today. You know, a lot of times today, Martha, I find myself being a lot like Martha. I just cumbered about many things. But you know what I want to be more like? Just like Mary. Just there enjoying the company of Jesus this morning. Instead of trying to fiddle around, do this and do that. Just enjoying the company of Jesus this morning. I love you this morning. I do. I really do. But I would that you would find this morning in your heart, if the Lord's dealing with you, to come down and get it right. This morning, it ain't because I'm preaching this morning, but I would love to see someone born again. You know what I would even, you know what I feel like a lot of times, or sometimes is a lot to me, I like to see is the ones that just gone astray, kind of like the prodigal son there, and he come back, and his father ran to meet him this morning. He said, "Kill the fatted calf this morning. Put a ring upon his finger this morning." You know what? That's what the church is looking for. She's been looking for you and looking for you and looking for you to come back. And she ain't going to give up until you do this morning. But you're going to have to get ready to give it all and be willing to be a servant in the household of God this morning before you'll ever be willing to come back this morning. You know what? When I went astray just a little bit, you know what I finally realized? I got tired of living in the way I was living. I got tired of living the way I was living. It got hard trying to cover it up. I'll be honest with you, it did. I have to do this to cover this up this morning. But you know what? Eventually, you ain't going to be able to cover it up no more. You're going to realize where you're at and that you had better things back home this morning. That's what I realized today. I realized, Lord, I ain't been giving you my all this morning, and I've got better things back in the house of God this morning. So that's where I went this morning back. Lord, just make me a hired servant this morning. That's all I want to do is just be a hired hired servant this morning, but you know what? He had other plans this morning. He did. It wasn't of me. I would never call myself to preach. I'm just ignorant and unlearned, to be honest with you. I don't know too much about the scripture, but I'll be honest with you, I enjoy trying this morning. Like I told you, every time I've got up behind the book board, I probably ain't gave it my all. I probably tried to get Abram in it a few times, but when I gave it my all, the Lord's added the 10% in, and I appreciate Him for it. I do. This morning you say, well, this morning that's all the Lord will give you. No, He gave me the best thing He had to offer, His Son Jesus today, and it took up today, it took up everything inside of me. It took my whole life today, and I'm thankful for it. I am. You say, well, why are you thankful for it? You live a boring life. That's what a lot of people tell me, or I've heard a lot of people say, I just can't live the life you live. It's just boring today. No, I reflect back on a thing Johnny Beeson said. He said, I traded fun for joy a long time ago, and I found that to be true. What a lot of people call fun, I don't have no interest in it, but I'm going to be honest with you. What a lot of people call boring, I find a lot of joy in this morning. You can keep the fun all you want, but I'll stick with the joy every day of the week this morning, because that's what it gives me. It gives me joy. It gives me a promise today. It gives me hope, and it gives me joy this morning. I appreciate being here. I do. You can come get a verse of some song if you want to. I don't know your heart this morning, but you search your heart this morning. If the Lord's speaking to you this morning, you come down and you pray. If He's not, well, I pray that He speaks to you this morning. I do. But you just mind the Lord this morning.